Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And I've broken my phone, and I'm so sad. I'm so fucking sad.
Oh my God.
Welcome to the Every week we take another person. We dissect them.
That's fucking great.
Go on, we dissect them.
We dissect them.
I think we should give some context, which is that Tilly's just smashed her phone outside in the street, and it's she's spiralling, and I'm struggling to pull her back. So,
no, you've done a good job, actually. I'm all right, guys. And then we were just having some chats about university, and I got a bit sad because
we were both the outcasts of our theatre society, basically. But Tilly, look at us now!
Look at us now!
Josh is going into the bathroom. Josh was the
star of
every single
Sheffield Theatre.
And now he's absolutely.
And look at him now. He's in Hellboy, the film.
He's in Hellboy, the film, and he's just finished at the RSC.
Do you want to do a plug?
What's your spotlight pin, Josh?
82.
That's not you. Know.
So Josh is going in the shower if you hear any noises.
Of showering. That's him.
Josh Bynum, everyone. Give him a Google.
Give him a Google. He's single. Any ladies out there looking to have some sex and then
be dumped? That's what Chewie's lovely. He's a lovely, lovely boy.
He is. He's great. He's the best.
So yeah, Tilly's deeply depressed.
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm filled with the kind of self-loathing that really only comes around a couple of times a year. And
is it that bad? You should be in bed. Eating pizza and watching Mean Girls?
No, because how I cope with it is by becoming an extreme control freak.
Okay.
And controlling every single aspect of my life. So all that wood over there, I'm going to be taking all that out.
Okay.
I'm going to be washing the floor of my room with wood spray.
Okay.
Changing all my bed sheets, reorganising all of my room.
Does that help?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. That's amazing that you know you've got a mechanism that you know will make you feel better, because it's so easy when you feel this bad to just be destructive and make it worse and get into a cycle of...
Yeah, no, cleaning's really helpful to me.
Mrs. Hinch?
I have followed her. But the thing is, she doesn't really post any, like, cleaning tips.
Are you watching her Instagram stories?
No, I just was looking at
It's all in her Instagram stories. Yeah, so right. She cleans. So this is Mrs. Hinch, who I'm obsessed with. I don't know if I've mentioned her before.
Yeah, you have mentioned
her before. Many times. She cleans all day, every day.
Yeah.
On her Instagram story. And as she's sort of live cleaning, she gives really, really useful tips. Because I don't know anything about how to, like, look after myself or be an adult.
Your house amazing, though. Is it clean? Since I was last there.
The thing is, a woman's work is never done. So this week we're talking about Anne Widdecombe. Anne Noreen Widdecombe is an English politician for the Brexit Party. She is a Privy Councillor and was the Conservative Party Member of Parliament for Maidstone from 1987 to 1997 and for Maidstone and the Weald from 1997 to 2010. She was born the 4th of October 1947.
Josh is just walking out, sure.
Naked. She is 71 years old.
Long may she fuck off forever. this is really bad, but obviously she's standing for the Brexit Party now.
Yeah, that's a new development, isn't it?
Yeah, and I went on BBC News, which I need to stop doing because I realised it's good to be informed, yeah?
Yeah.
But I find the more informed I am, the unhappier I am as a person. And there comes a time where you've got to think, God, I'm just a lizard brain in a meat suit, and I need to chill out with consuming all this bad stuff that's going into my brain.
It's a lot, isn't it? There's a lot happening at the moment.
And I saw her photo on the front page of the BBC News website, and my immediate thought was, please be dead. I'm not proud of that, because I'm not actually the sort of person who, like, wishes people to be dead. I'm not, it's not my label. But I was like, okay, either politically something's happening that I disagree
You're
with.
You're right, so actually best person up. Oh, God.
Her reign of being mean to gay people is over.
So then did you scroll down and were you really disappointed?
Yeah.
That is terrible and we do not condone it.
We don't
But
condone
it also
it,
is quite funny.
But also law. So yeah, I don't want to wish anyone dead because being dead, not cool.
Well, you don't know.
Well, I don't know.
You don't know what's going to happen.
Do you believe in afterlife?
I don't know. I'm not so arrogant that I know definitely that there isn't one.
Yeah.
But I don't know, really. What do you think?
I'm going to go with no. But I would like there to be one. I have mad respect for people who have enough hope and joy in their lives that they think that there might be one.
Can I tell you what did bum me out this week? Yeah. Guys, if anyone is listening and feeling really existential, then just fast forward about 20
Actually,
seconds.
Just don't listen to this episode. We've got loads of other ones.
We're not going to cheer you up this week.
A lot better moods.
Like, but basically, a coping mechanism for me with like dealing with the fact we're all going to die is that all energy is transferred, so nothing ever actually dies. Yeah. So, like, well, life as we know it might end, but there is another form that your energy will go into. But then I met this scientist who said every time energy is transferred, a tiny bit is lost, until eventually all the energy that is being transferred at the moment will lose it and lose it and over billions of years we'll lose it until there is nothing. So my one like glimmer of hope of how everything's gonna be okay, he was just like, nah, mate. And I was like, so how do you like live and not feel just existential dread all the time? And he said, oh, you just don't worry about it, just enjoy now. I was like, no.
What a psychopath.
He's in Cats at the moment.
What?
He's in an amateur performance of Cats.
I'm sorry, this conversation is giving me whiplash. I can't fucking cope with this.
Because he's enjoying the moment, because we're all going to end. So he's in Cats, yeah.
And anyone who could be in a production of Cats and not feel like existential dread is a psychopath. Because Cats is one of the worst things that humans have ever made.
Oh, God.
Cats and young Sheldon. That's it.
I hope he doesn't listen to this.
Who is he?
Ed.
Well, listen, Ed, I'm sure you're a stand-up guy.
Oh, he's lovely, but he has ruined my life.
Yeah. But the good thing about that is that Anne Widdecombe will eventually be erased.
That's true.
From existence entirely.
So, should we talk about Anne Widdecombe? I found this really amazing article, which really, rather than listen to us, people should go and read, which is The Huffington Post. It's written by Chris York. And it's Anne Widdecombe explained, depending on how old you are. And it sort of goes, it first deals with age 16 to 25, and then 25 to 34, and then 35 to 45. Because something I'd not quite realised is that a lot of people's only experience of her is her on Celebrity Big Brother and Strictly Come Dancing. Mm-hmm. And all those people really like her because she's put herself in these very sort of personable places. Mm. Where you think she's a bit of a batty, fun-loving, old auntie.
Yeah.
Who can do no harm.
Because she's just been dragged along the dance floor.
There was no other description for what happened.
Yeah, there is no other description at all.
Did you watch her on Celebrity Big Brother?
I've seen clips of Courtney Act very graciously trying to make Anne Widdecombe less of a hateful bigot.
Mm-hmm.
Unsuccessfully.
She still came second, though, because we love hateful bigots.
Yeah, we love... Do you know what? In this country, we just love a fun, hateful bigot, don't we?
Those guys.
Those guys are just figures of fun, aren't they? Just figures of fun.
Yeah.
Until Brexit happens, and then...
She used the fact she came second in Big Brother. She wrote this article for the Radio Times about how women have won and we should stop moaning.
Mm.
And because all these particularly older women were discussing the fact that they don't get as many opportunities as older men, and she was saying, well, I'm an older woman and I came second on Big Brother. And then she listed all the other people who'd done well on Big Brother as her kind of like go-to for women doing well.
Without realising that women over 50 are probably one of the biggest demographics of people watching Big Brother.
And also women over 50 probably want to do more than come second in Big Brother. They've got bigger ambitions in their life.
They just, you know, want to be visible in public life.
She has always voted against any laws that are about gay marriage or gay equality. I've got a voting record.
Sure, got a voting record.
Yeah, do you want to play a bit of a game of what did she vote for?
Yes.
Okay, how many times do you think she voted against equal gay rights?
Well, how many votes have there been?
This is between 1999 and 2008.
Okay, so 1999, so the lift on the ban of the criminalisation of gay sex.
Look at you with your...
Because there used to be the age of consent for gay men was 18, and then it was brought equal with straight people.
When was that, do you know?
I'm pretty sure it was 1998... So I think I can guess how she voted.
Okay, just to clarify.
And I'm going to go with any time she got the fucking opportunity.
Well, there's no question, she always voted against it.
Yeah.
And it was 13 times.
Actually, I was going to say 13.
Go on, say it and I'll edit it in.
Okay. Was it 13 times?
You got it! It was...
Oh, wow!
It was!
Oh, my God, I'm just so engaged in politics all the time.
How many times do you think she's voted against laws to promote equality and human rights? Oh, wait, in 2009.
Just in 2009.
Just in 2009.
What's going on in 2009?
Well, it was before it all went very, very wrong.
Was it?
I mean, it still wasn't going great. But it was before... 2010's the big year, isn't it, when the... We had Gordy Brown in 2009. Yeah. Gordy Babes.
Still in office calling people who are bigots, bigots.
Oh, bless him. Have you seen his video that he's done recently for the Jewish Labour Party?
No.
Being like, anti-Semitism is bad. And no one asked him to. Yeah. So how many times in 2009?
Just in 2009.
In 2009.
8,003.
Three times.
Three times, yeah.
How many times do you think she voted for the use of UK military forces in combat operations overseas between 2002 and 2003?
So, was she in favour of the Iraq War?
Oh, yes, she loves the Iraq
War. I'm going to guess that she was.
Yeah, but then we've got... So she voted for the Iraq War... Five times. She voted for the use of military forces in combat overseas three times. And once against. To be fair to her, though, she also voted for the inquest into the war in Iraq after it had happened.
Oh, right, yeah. So she looked at the mess that had been done.
And she thought, oh, probably shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. So after spilling red wine on the couch, she did run to go and get a bottle of white wine to see if it was true, if you could get white wine out with red wine.
Is that true?
Yeah, you kind of seen it done. But only in the immediate aftermath.
Can I tell you some celebrity gossip?
Yes.
I was at a poetry reading with Kit Harington.
Yeah.
And he accidentally knocked a whole bottle of red wine onto a carpet, picked up a whole bottle of white wine and poured the entire thing over the bottle that he'd just spilt, and it did nothing. And then he just like poured two full bottles of quite expensive wine onto this really expensive carpet.
And no one said anything because he's Kit Harington.
Because he's Kit Harington, and he was so embarrassed because he's lovely.
Apparently he's so nice.
Nice.
We love you, Kit Harington.
We love you,
Kit.
Come on,
anytime.
Along
with John Gummer MP, she converted from the Church of England to the Catholic Church following the decision of the Church of England to let women be priests.
She hates women.
Yeah, man.
She hates us, and therefore herself a little bit, and isn't that sad?
It is sad.
The thing I always think about Anne Widdecombe is we should measure her by her views and the ways that she's voted and the things that she's done, which we'll talk about more in a minute.
Yeah.
Something that I think both is awful but also allows her to get away with a lot of the views that she has is that the constant focus of the way people talk about her is the way that she looks. And the Louis Theroux documentary I love Louis Theroux, but so much of it is about her image, but also her personal life and her relationships, which I know is kind of the point of the documentary. In theory, she should have known that signing up, but she says in the documentary that she didn't and that she was assured it wouldn't be about that. And he asks her so much about her sex life, and because apparently she's a virgin.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, but apparently, well, so this is the thing, is obviously, like, everyone's very intrigued by that, but she's just very private. She was someone on Radio 4 said that she'd had sex, and she said, if anyone accuses me of that, then I'll sue them, implying that she's not had sex. But then I don't know, because then later she was like, I was misquoted.
So what was the documentary, like, really sympathetic?
It was just Louis being Louis. He's just following around trying to be a mate. It's really sweet. He's being so needy. He just really desperately wants her to like him, and by the end, she does.
Why?
Because it's Louis. I don't know if she's still got it, but on the Louis Theroux documentary, she's got this strange website called, like, Widdy.com or something, and she posts, like, haikus and limericks and pictures of her cats.
Okay, yeah, go off, yeah.
But, like, it's all really curated, I think, to make her seem... Well, in fact, someone says it in the thing, they're like, we're purposely trying to make her look a bit kooky to be likeable. Like, it's all an image that's quite well curated. But I also think she has had a really hard time of people really, like, delving into her personal life, of, like, why she hasn't got married and...
Well, this is the thing, it shouldn't be relevant to someone being a politician. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be relevant what they look like, what gender they are, what religion they are. Unfortunately, the society we live in, everyone's identity is politicised. And for years she has told gay people how they should live their lives.
Mm.
And so that does open you up to a certain amount of, well, what are you doing? What are you doing specifically with your life? And I don't like that, really. But I get why it happened.
Yeah.
But I don't like that, because I think that's really unfair and sad to be like, oh, ha-ha, she's a virgin and she's... Apparently she really likes cats and...
She loves cats.
You know, she writes weird poems and stuff, and that all sounds nice to me. There's nothing to suggest that someone doing all those things is not living a full life.
And we shouldn't be criticising her of those things. We should be criticising her of her policies and politics. Mm. Did you see that she formed the Women and Families for Defence group in 1983 with Lady Olga Maitland and Virginia Bottomley, which I think sounds like a very posh porn star names.
Yeah.
Which was essentially an opposition group to Greenham Common, because Anne Widdecombe is, like, really pro-nuclear weapons.
She's pro-nuclear.
She loves it.
She loves those nukes.
She loves the nukes.
Would she support strapping some of her cats to a nuke?
I think she'd love that.
Yeah.
That'd get her
off. What about nukes powered by cats, Anne? Cats are inside, peddling.
Sounds like her dream come true.
Yeah.
I think Margaret Thatcher really, they got on really well because they both love nukes.
Yeah.
They bonded over
their... bonded over nukes.
Over their love of nukes.
There's something phallic about nukes, isn't there?
Oh!
Not to read into the fact that she's a virgin, but, you know...
Oh my God, do you think
big missiles being fired by Tony Blair in his office.
I don't think she likes Tony Blair.
No, but you know what I mean.
Nigel Farage.
No, yeah, big nukes being fired by Nigel Farage. But she gets off to that.
It looks like you're getting off to
that. I am not. Listen, I can't take any more woundings to my pride today. We're just sitting here in the dark, by the way.
I was
slowly
thinking,
gone dark around us.
I was thinking, should we switch a light on? Would you like a light on? Go on.
Yeah.
Let's treat ourselves to some electricity.
That's nice, thank you.
Thank you. Oh, I feel so much better.
Yeah, I feel better now.
Oh, look at that. Let there be light. Sorry to just list all the bad things she's done.
Yeah, no, please do.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you see that she was pro... You've got to be careful the way you frame things. She was pro...
Does she love something that's bad?
She loves...
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that she hates a specific group of people for no good reason.
Pregnant women.
Oh, great, yeah.
In prison. So what she what she loves is pregnant women in prison being strapped up when they are... When something... Was it when they're giving birth? Or when they're having... When something's happening? Let me look this up. She was, like, really pro pregnant women being strapped up. Again?
Again, you're just sounding like this is a specific...
fetish. Look, we're doing it now as well. We're like, ooh, filthy ass.
I know, but it is interesting, because there's a fine line between judging someone and looking at the things that they do and comparing that with their views and seeing how they intersect.
Yeah.
And if they intersect and why.
Yeah, you are right. Sorry.
Does anyone want an ice cream?
Shall I get you an ice cream?
No.
Would that make you feel better? Would it make you... Oh, come on.
No, I don't even know where that is.
Do you like ice cream?
Not anymore. Not since the accident.
You don't like anything anymore. No. Oh my God, I'm just scrolling through the things that she did. She said, anybody can get help for anything from psychotherapists in this country, except, apparently, gays who do not want to be gays. I.e., she's pro-conversion therapy.
Great, cool.
Normal. Oh, she thinks climate change is a lie as well.
Oh, cool.
She says, there is no climate change. Hasn't anybody looked out of their window recently? To be fair, she did say that in 2009, and you now look out your window and literally the world is on fire.
Yeah.
So she might have changed her mind. She also said the death penalty, it should be available to use for the most heinous of crimes. Sorry to just list out bad things on this happy day.
That's the thing about the death penalty, though. It doesn't make anything better.
Did you know that we do still have the death penalty?
What?
For high treason. So I was reading about it because, you know, there's been this leak... from the cabinet, and they're trying to find out who the leak is, because the leak has broken the Secrets Act.
The leak about the Huawei...
Correct.
Okay, so this is the... You explain it, because
I don't understand.
Okay, good, great. Thank you for listening to Bitchin.
There's been a leak, guys, and it's bad.
There's been a leak at the very top, and they don't know who's done it.
It's someone in cabinet. It must be, because it's from a cabinet meeting. You are... There are certain meetings that you're, like, under COBRA, or, like, you're signed... You have to sign, like, the Official Secrets Act. If you break the Official Secrets Act, the punishment for that is the death penalty.
I mean, MI5 would just kill you anyway and make it look like an accident. So.
They love doing that. Those guys.
Those guys.
Here we go.
Here you go, what?
So basically, in 1996, Widdecombe was serving as the Tory Minister for Prisons and defended the government's policy for shackling pregnant prisoners when they were receiving care. She said, some MPs may not like to think that a pregnant woman would not or could not escape. Unfortunately, this is not true.
It's not funny, I'm just imagining like a pregnant woman... like, doing a Houdini, and just running down the corridors, holding her baby.
It's just slipped out of it.
Yeah. So she wants to handcuff women while they're in labour.
Stop it.
What?
Oh, I thought you were making it filthy.
No, I wasn't. I was saying that's...
Bad.
That's bad, and you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
That's bad, and you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
If you want my opinion.
The end.
The end. Bottom line. Cut and dry. Should we do the last 5 minutes of the show and try and make it fun? Okay, doing the last 5 minutes of the show and try and make it fun. Okay, I'm fun. I'm normal. I'm fun. Just a normal girl in the world. Trying to be normal.
Tilly, we're keeping a document of what is the worst day of your year. We've got it on We've got it recorded for you to listen back to when you're having a bad day. I'm just going to say, listen back to the episode about Anne Widdecombe and remember, you don't feel as bad now as you did then.
I started this day with such high hopes.
I'm so sorry.
Such high hopes for myself.
Will make you feel like that's something.
What just happened? Did you just switch off?
I lost all capacity to form a full sentence because I think I have this theory that when, I mean, it's true when you're in the room, same room as someone, your heart rates sink. Is that not true? Is that what? Pseudoscience? I read that your heart rates match each other. So, you know, sometimes you can just tell someone is anxious and you don't know why. They're just emitting something. Even when they're performing that they're fine, your heart rate goes up. Am I being Phoebe from Friends? Your heart rate goes up.
Okay, yeah. No, I believe you. I've just never heard of it before.
Your heart rate slows down when you're with someone chilled. They make you feel chilled. You're disassociating. I'm now
picking it up,
having a full blown.
That's fine, mate. Be out of your body. It's okay. Listen, we can all be out of our bodies from time to time. And you'd be surprised the high level shit you can get done when you're not even in your own physical body. Let me tell you. Here's a list of some things that I've done while not in my own physical body. Number one, go out with my friends. Number two, make a cup of tea. Number three, write scripts. Mm-hmm. Number four, go on stage and perform stand-up comedy to an audience of drunk people.
Oh, that's the best one.
Number five, be here with my friend Helen. Number six, ironing.
Number seven, listing all the things that you do when you're dissociating. And later you're going to move that pile of wood from the corner of your room.
To try and feel like I've got control.
Right, let's wrap this up now. Anne Widdecombe, you've ruined us. So she's bad. Also, what's blown my mind this week is that she's running for the Brexit Party, yeah?
Yeah.
And everybody's acting really surprised, like we didn't already know that she's a massive bigot.
Sorry, what's just happened is I've basically pulled a face that I've never pulled before. I have absolutely no idea where it came from. I think I might have been possessed by a ghost.
You look like I was possessed with a ghost and you were seeing that coming out of my eyeballs. Mm-hmm. That was the most frightening thing, single most frightening thing that has ever happened in my life. It was like
what,
you had
more terrifying than the man from Luther sticking his tongue out?
More terrifying than that.
Am I more scared than the Luther tongue out?
Your face just changed.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but it is always that thing of, like I said earlier, the British, the fun bigots, fun bigots. Yeah. And then, like, Jacob Rees-Mogg will be like, I hate all of the gay people. Mm. And then they'll be like, Jacob. You're just a nice guy with your tweed suits. No, he hates all gay people. Yeah. And people don't fucking take it seriously until they come out with some stupid shit. And then everyone else looks...
Yeah. Or more scary than that, we legitimise those people, the Jacob Rees-Moggs, and then they legitimise the people who hate all the gay people.
Yeah.
And that's... Anne Widdecombe, sorry to rely on the Louis III documentary, but it's interesting when she walks around, the time the documentary's made, she's got no loyalty in Parliament, because it's basically the Tory leadership and she's having to support someone else even though she wanted to go for it, because she's not got the support in Parliament, but she's got the public support massively. And it's the same with Celebrity Big Brother. She didn't for a while have the support in the House. I know that she, like, apparently they all made friends by the end, but she kept getting voted out every week by the House, but she had masses of support from the public.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that the people who know her best don't trust her, but the people who have just been sold the kind of persona of her are all like, we love Anne, she's fabulous.
She's, I like her cardigans.
I like her poems about her cats.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And even though I know she hates all those people.
I do too.
She's fun and kooky.
Yeah, but also I do too.
You do too.
Not me, I'm being Doreen.
Doreen.
Someone once made me...
Love you, please don't vote for the Iraq war.
It is an interesting time in politics, though, the fact that she's left the Conservative Party when she has been such a loyal member of the Conservative Party. She's in her 70s for her whole political life.
And then this is the thing. She's close to the grave, isn't she? She's come and join and do something for all, try to do something interesting.
I think politics is shifting because there's that, and then you've got the Change UK party, who ironically don't want to change anything. They're the worst named party in the, anyway.
You've seen the logo? Fuck yeah. Me, it's bad.
It's all...
It's horrendous. It's like a worse version of the Independent Talent logo. You know, Independent, the agent.
I'm not slagging them off.
No, I'm not slagging off Independent. You know, go off. But their logo is just black and white, and it's like Independent Talent, and there's like a line. And it looks cool. It looks cooler than the logo of
Change UK.
Of Change UK or change.org is that.
But this is the thing. It's the same. Bad name, guys.
Yeah. But isn't it kind of meaningless? Because essentially what all these splits are just people, the same people trying to further their own ends. Desperately trying to further their own ends.
Totally, but what it's doing is it is going to water down the way that the systems have been relying on for a long time, and it will be really interesting to see what happens. Mm. Because Change UK is so the kind of thing that it's really easy to like make fun of now, but it might be that in a few years' time... Like when we used to laugh about leaving the European Union, now we're leaving.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't know.
Yeah.
And the fact that all these people are slightly moving around and power structures are slightly moving around, maybe it'll all come to nothing. But I think it's a sign that the structures that we currently know are cracking and won't last for much longer. I just hope when the revolution happens, yeah, that, like, it's good.
It's ours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, great to see you. You've done a really good job. We're going to launch our Patreon later for this really successful podcast that we've been doing really, really successfully. This is the worst episode ever, isn't it? This is the worst one we've done.
Yeah, without doubt. Thanks if you've made it all the way to the end.
Should we put this out? Should we say that I've had a hemorrhage?
You kind of have.
Yeah.
Do you want to do a So That Was Ellen Widdicombe, or should we just stop talking? Do you know what? I think that this will be our last ever bitching.
Don't say that because I will cry.
Oh my god, it's only the beginning today. We're setting up our Patreon today.
Yeah.
Because the thing about us is, despite our incompetence and stupidity, we absolutely believe in ourselves. And that is the American dream, people. And that is Brexit future.
And we've done lots of other good episodes, so... And I'm hoping that some of you listen to those and you like them. And send me £10, everyone who listens to this, so I can get my phone fixed. Thanks for listening, guys. If you enjoyed the podcast, please tell a friend. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes. If you didn't like the podcast, just be quiet. Just be...
If they didn't like the podcast, they will not have got to this point.
Well, if you're here, I mean, I hope you're okay. That's
listen, guys, I hope that you're all getting the help that you need. We're about to get Tilly the help that she needs. I'm going to put her to bed, and I don't want anyone to be worried about her because she's got a lot of people who love her.
And Helen sent me £30.
So. Look, I just thought if I send £30, I'm going to persuade Josh to send £30.
He's not going to send me £30.
He is?
You've never met Josh.
I know
he's
Josh.
He's going to send me £30.
Josh?
He's not going to...
Will you send Tilly £30?
You're not going to send me £30.
No, I'm in 2 minds.
Josh?
He's not in 2 minds.
Go on.
He's saying he's going to send the money because of you.
Josh, what about £15?
Because he wants you to like him. That's what's happening here.
Josh?
It's not about me.
If we can find...
It's not about me, it's about you.
If we can find 4 more people and we do 15 each... Then I'll do that.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Go on.
Because it was nothing to do with me. Do you know what I mean? Like, you were there, so...
Yeah.
Josh, will you send me £15 now?
Huh?
Go on, then.
Yeah. Well, what the other...
Well, it doesn't matter, because either way, it's a contribution, isn't it? Whether she gets the other people or not.
Yeah, I guess so.
No, do you know what Josh Finan's going to do for me?
I will, yeah.
He's going to go to Tesco.
Yeah.
And he's going to make us a delicious, delicious dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a good cook.
And fun things.
Yeah.
And we're going to watch a Marvel film together.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm doing stand-up next week, if anyone wants to come. So I will be Wednesday 1st of May I will be at Rocks at the Washington, off of London. I think it's in Belsize Park.
Oh, yeah, that is a place.
And then on the 2nd of May, I'm doing the wonderful gig Funny Feckers in Camden Town, which is always a good night.
I'll be there on the Thursday, sitting in the audience drinking.
Oh, are you going to come on Thursday? Oh, okay, great.
I'll drink a G&T.
Harley's coming as well, so that'll be nice. Yeah.
Come on, guys, come and join us.
Come on down. You can meet the stars of the Bitchin' Podcast.
That's us!
That's us! Or, if you're a Tommy Robinson fan, you can come and murder us with a machete.
Oh, we hope to see you there.
We really do. Love you, bye!
Love you! You've been listening to Bitchin', a podcast by Tilly Steele and Helen Monk. Our music was by Dave Cribb and our artwork was by Luke W. Robson. Josh lived with me for a little while.
Did he?
For about 4 weeks.
Did you get on living with him?
I loved living with him.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
I loved living with him. The thing that all my flatmates say is that he's the one with the very loud laugh. It filled the house with joy.
It's great when he's laughing at a joke you've done.
You feel so good.
You feel like the funniest person on earth.
Maybe we should just get a little track of him laughing and put
We've got it now, I've recorded it. So we can just put it in whenever there's a...
Whenever there's something...
That's funny.